kingdom driven, you will reach the world because it's a ripple effect. And so your goals need to be, your goals, your mission need to bear that in mind, that you are kingdom driven, and the people that you touch will then touch other people. A mission statement is never in concrete. You need to look at it over and over again, revise it as things change in your business, in your marketplace. The world is constantly changing. With a lot of prayer, the Holy Spirit will guide you into different areas. So your mission statement is alive and needs to be looked at on a regular basis to see if there needs to be any changes. Your organization has a purpose, and it's a God-driven purpose. So remember that as you're growing your company and talking about how you're going to get where you want to go. There are a lot of bad mission statements out there. You don't even waste your time. If you're not going to spend the time to really delve into what your mission statement is, don't bother. Because if you've got a bad mission statement, you're probably not going to adhere to it. It's not going to make a difference. You're going to end up throwing it in a drawer. Nobody's ever going to see it. There's no point to it. I don't know how many of you know the comic strip Dilbert. It's an HR thing. But he had a comic that said, "Wally, your status report is just a bunch of buzzwords strung together." And Wally says, "I've been giving you that same status report every week for 11 years. 5 years ago, you adopted it as our mission statement." So the guy didn't even know what he had or what he was doing with it. It's just a lot of people think, the experts say, I have to have a mission statement, so I'm going to write something. If you want to add clarity to your business goals and you want to get your employees, investors, and customers to understand what your organization is about, write a good, honest mission statement. You want a mission statement that's going to distinguish you from other businesses. If you write a statement and it's the same as five other companies that you know, there's nothing distinguishing you. If you give say you had a group of employees, you handed them five different mission statements, yours was in the mix. Could they look at it and say, that's definitely us. That's our mission statement. It needs to be clearly yours. That doesn't mean it can't be similar to someone else's, because a lot of people will have similar mission statements. But you've got to make sure you're not just copying somebody else's mission statement, that you're really building it for your company. So if you are working for a larger organization, I'll use my daughter as an example. She runs the nursery, which is very large for a large mega church. The church itself has a wonderful mission statement, but she wants to develop one for the nursery. So she is going to follow the process that I'm going to describe to you to build her own mission statement. But when you do that, you've got to take the organization's mission statement and tie yours to it, because your mission needs to be in line with the bigger mission, just like our mission needs to be in line with God's ultimate mission. So It takes a lot of thought to write a mission statement. So start with a story. You don't have to write it down. It's not an actual story. It's not going to be part of the mission statement. But write a story that makes you think about what you want to write. So imagine a real person making an actual decision to buy your product, use your product, whatever the scenario is. Use your imagination and ask why they want it, how they found you, and what buying from you does for them. And write those things down. Really think about a real life scenario. It isn't literally part of the mission statement, but it's important for you to have it in your head. The need, the want, and the why to buy. Define what your, the second step is to define what your business does for its customers. Start your mission statement with the good that you do. And the good that you do doesn't need to be a cure for cancer or saving the world's environment, but there's always something good in your business that you do. So start with that. Then don't undervalue your business just because you're not doing something earth-shattering like saving the planet or curing cancer. Just find, so maybe you're offering the best slow food, not fast food, slow food in the area. That's the good that you do. You don't want to say we're the fastest with the most natural ingredients. If that's true, that's okay, but you've got to make sure that every word that goes in your mission statement is a true statement and that you can live by it. Go online and read other mission statements by companies that are similar to yours to get some ideas, but don't do the cookie cutter option. So number three, define what your business does for employees. If you have employees, this is not something that a lot of mission statements do, but a mission statement is more for the internal view of the company. Your employees need to know how you're going to accomplish your goals. So include them in the mission statement. You want to help retain them. Frame it and post it in the break room so that the employees actually see it. So don't just think about what am I to the customers, but what am I to the employees? American Express actually says, we have a mission to be the world's most respected service brand. To do this, we have established a culture that supports our team members so they can provide exceptional service to our customers. So they're talking about their brand, they're talking about their service, they're talking about their customers, but they're recognizing that they can't accomplish this without their employees, which is very critical. So you don't want to say things like, we value competitive compensation. Well, so does everybody. We value training, room to grow. That can be said for almost any company that cares about their employees. So you want to make it more generic, but also showing the value that you place on your employees, because if you have employees, they're your greatest asset. So make sure they know that. And that is a whole other class too. But number four is add what the business does for its owners. If you have other owners, investors, stockholders, shareholders, anything like that, you want to put something in there that explains how the mission is going to bring them satisfaction of some kind, whether it's recognition or wealth or You want to make sure that you're being honest about what you're going to do for the investors. It may be when you are in an early stage of a business, you're wanting, your focus is on cash flow and growth. Don't worry about what you're doing in the short term, but think more long term, how you're going to accomplish what you're accomplishing. You don't need to use words, buzzwords like share value, return on investment. If that is not what your company is focused on, then don't use anything like that. Number five, discuss, digest, cut, polish, review, and revise. So after you've written it, and it may be really long, you're going to want to cut it down. You may want to use a long mission statement just internally for your employees, but when it goes out to be published, you want to have it a little bit more concise. So really make sure that you're not too wordy, that you're not putting things in there that don't define you uniquely. If it helps to have bullet points, have bullet points. There are several good mission statements out there that are an introduction with bullet points and then a summary. Give the mission statement to people that you trust. Have them read it and give you feedback. Accept the feedback. Don't argue with them. Don't try to explain why they're wrong and you were right. Listen to them and take what they say to heart, because they're the ones that are working for you. They're the ones that are there every day. They know what it takes to reach your goals, so you've got to be willing to listen to them. As you edit it, look for those buzzwords that can describe anybody and get rid of them. People don't really trust buzzwords. They're just words, so try to get rid of those and use words that make sense, honest words. Phrases like being the best possible, world class, and great customer service really means nothing. So this is not an easy project when you're trying to find the right verbiage to describe how you're going to accomplish your goals. And just remember that things change and you've got to look at it over and over. Now, I talked a little bit about mission, but we've got to talk about a vision statement also. And I've given you a little handout that shows you a comparison between what a vision statement is and a mission statement. A mission statement is what you're going to do to accomplish your vision statement. So the vision statement is tied to your goals also, but it is pretty much written in stone and doesn't change. So the whole purpose of your company is this. That's your vision statement. That's for the world to see. The mission statement is how am I gonna get there? So your mission statement is the cause, and the vision statement is the effect. The mission statement talks about the present. The vision statement talks about the future. The mission statement shows us where we are right now, and the vision statement shows us where we want to be. The term mission statement is short term. The vision statement is long term. The purpose of the mission statement is to inform, and the purpose of a vision statement is to inspire. So, do you need both? I think you do need both. Do you have to have both? No, but when you have a company, you have a vision. Write it down. Publicize it. Let people know where you want to be, want this company to be, and then tell your employees and customers and investors what you're going to do to get there. A lot of companies will put their vision statements online. Where I worked, in every company I worked for, I would frame them and put them up in different places around the building. And the employees knew that we stood behind our mission statement. I even had employees come and say, I think this is unfair, and the mission statement says this. And we have to go back and look at the mission statement and say, yes, it is. We have to change the way we're practicing, the way we're treating our employees, because our mission statement says we're going to do this. The next area that we have to talk about when, if you're going to all this trouble to do mission and vision statements, you've got to look at a company's core values. And core values are a fundamental set of beliefs, ideals, and best practices. Everybody's got them. Everybody's got core values. Companies will usually identify up to 10 core values and publish them to employees, customers, investors, so that they understand what your fundamental beliefs are. Churches do it online. They will say who we are, what under the heading, what do we believe? Those are core values. So you've got to really take a look at who you are as people and what your beliefs are. Once again, a lot of prayer should go into this, because our fundamental beliefs should be based on the will of God. And if you cannot incorporate those core beliefs that are in line with His will, you really should do a little bit of reflection on who you are, so that you do come in line with the Word of God. The other importance with core values, and we, when we recruited in, especially in the last company I worked for, which was run by Christians, we had a list of our core values that we gave all of our recruits. And we didn't tell them why, but we had them read them and say, these are our core values. Do you have a problem with any of those? And if they said, well, I don't understand this one, what's this all about? And they did not agree to it, we would not hire them. Because if they don't buy into every one of a company's core values, you're eventually going to have a problem with them behaving the way that they should in your company. So we always made sure that they bought into our core values. Now, did some of them say, yes, I agree with every one of them? When they didn't, of course. But you could usually, after a time with them, see where that breakdown was, whether it was honesty or integrity. They weren't quite there. There's a list of questions, and if anybody wants this handout, I'd be happy to share it. I'll give it to Amy, and she can share it electronically. You want to ask yourself, what kind of culture do I want in my company? What things, settings, or resources are necessary for us to do our best work? What qualities do you feel make strong, healthy relationships? What qualities do you admire in your role models? What motivates you? What qualities do you wish to develop in yourself personally, professionally, and spiritually? Which kind of is all the same. What are your future goals, and what qualities will it take to achieve them? So ask yourself these questions, and then you have a list there's a lot more than this. This is just everything that I could come up with of possible core values, ones that are widely used, some that are a little off the wall, like bravery. That's a different kind of core value for companies, but for some companies, that's very important. So you would look over and pick 10, 8 to 10 more. There's no rule. It's just that when you're communicating it with people, more than 10 can be cumbersome. So then you can publish those, whether it's online or framed and in a break room. John shared last week the last part of the talk, so I'm just going to recap that. Chick-fil-A and Hobby Lobby. Did you share Hobby Lobby? Was that one you shared? You can't. They talk about having Christian values. So when they talk about having Christian values and instilling those, incorporating that into the way they do business, they're talking about these core values that they have chosen and expect their employees to exhibit when they're working. Chick-fil-A, their vision is to glorify God by being a faithful steward of all that is entrusted to us, to have a positive influence on all who come in contact with Chick-fil-A. That's their vision. That's the future. That's in concrete. Not going to change. But their mission is to be America's best quick service restaurant at winning and keeping customers. So that's what they're going to do to accomplish their vision. Their core values: customer first, personal excellence, continuous improvement, working together, and stewardship. Those are the core values that they want to instill in their employees. Hobby Lobby's vision, which is the future, to influence and market creative arts while incorporating Christian values. Their mission, which is longer and more wordy, offering our customers exceptional selection and value, servicing our employees and their families by establishing a work environment and company policies that build character, strengthen individuals, and nurture family. Very family-oriented, Hobby Lobby. So if your organization really, really focuses on work-life balance, put that in your mission statement. If it's family-oriented, make sure you mention the family. Their core values are innovative ideas, passion, and hard work. Three core values covers everything that Hobby Lobby wants to accomplish. The important thing to remember about mission and vision statements and core values is you must keep it real, be honest, stand behind it. Don't just let it be words on a piece of paper. It's a living document that you must live by if you're going to publish it. There's nothing worse than having a mission or vision statement that you don't believe in and don't live by, because what you're telling your employees, your customers, your investors is that you don't really care. And we are the kingdom of God, and we care. So take care when you're writing your statements. Any questions? Thank you very much.